The fastest-growing political party in the North African Kingdom of Morocco is the Party of Justice and Development, an Islamist movement. It now has 49 seats in the legislature, plus the prospect of gaining many more in next year's elections. Some call the PJD the new face of moderate political Islam. Others worry that moderation will vanish if the party ever gains real power. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
Morocco's reputation as one of the more liberal and least violent Islamic countries came to a shattering end on May 16, 2003, here in Casablanca. In a series of attacks on a scale comparable to those carried out by Iraqi insurgents, a dozen suicide bombers killed themselves and 32 other people in restaurants, a hotel, and a Jewish cemetery. Since then, Morocco has begun what critics call a belated effort to reach out to the disaffected young men in Casablanca's slums, known as bidonville, so-called because of the bidon, the French word for the cans sometimes used as roof tiles. Mustafa Farisi, a young man from the same neighborhood as many of the bombers, says he was rescued from a powerful attraction to narcotics by a local youth center, which he now works for. He says for some young Moroccans, the purity and promise of radical Islam is stronger than a drug.
They're easy prey because they don't understand their own religion. Young people in my neighborhood feel an emptiness, a spiritual emptiness. They often can't find their father or their brothers. And so the extremists fill that emptiness with their ideas.
That is one of the messages Morocco's newest Islamist party, the PJD, is using to fuel its rapid rise in popularity. Since the 2003 bombings, the PJD has dropped its hardline rhetoric and adopted moderate political positions, while at the same time displaying the kind of energy and creativity that analysts say is completely lacking in Morocco's other political parties. At a recent conference in Rabat on reforming political parties, participants agreed that the PJD is virtually the only group in Morocco at the moment behaving anything like a modern political party. Sitting in one of Rabat's upscale hotel lobbies, party official Lassen Daoudi echoed the point made by poor young Moroccans that the loudest message they're hearing is from religious extremists. But he said the answer isn't rooting out religion from school textbooks, as the government is considering doing, but requiring proper instruction in religion.
We think they need to get the minimum amount of religious instruction in the schools in order to vaccinate them against the radical propaganda. In our view, the state's not doing its job, and the Salafists, the radical Islamists, are very active in our slums. And if the state's not doing its job, the young people are going to fall either under the spell of drugs or the religious extremists.
Daoudi says the PJD is between the hammer and the anvil. Islamic fundamentalists consider them heretics, and liberals think they're extremists in sheep's clothing. But Daoudi says the PJD thinks there is a middle ground that respects religion without forcing it down everyone's throat.
How do we establish a barrier so that the young people don't fall over it into radical areas, while at the same time ourselves not evolving toward the kind of liberalism that we're opposed to?
Attending the same political conference as Daoudi is one of his party's critics. Professor Ali Sajari at Mohammed V University says, as with other Islamist parties in non-democratic states, a significant chunk of the PJD's support comes from voters who are simply fed up with the stagnation and corruption of the existing leadership. Sajari says, as a political observer, he admires what the PJD is doing, but as a liberal, he's worried.
Aujourd'hui, ils sont dans une phase de tactique.
Right now, they're in a tactical phase. They're preparing the terrain calmly. They're adopting attitudes that are moderate and centrist. But in my opinion, they're going to change if they get into power, because their whole reference is Islam. We could see alcohol ban, setbacks for women, a real return to Sharia law. In my view, the only difference between the PJD and the fundamentalists is methodology.
But for the moment, there is no secular liberal opposition rallying the kind of support the PJD is attracting. Analysts say they'll be watching to see if the party expands its legislative bloc next year and whether it keeps to its middle-of-the-road rhetoric. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.